A late September news release from NASA officially confirmed that liquid water is present on Mars, although it may not be the kind of water that future astronauts will want to make coffee with.
It is water, but it is a chlorine-rich brine. At least that's the thought behind it.
That's Assistant Professor in the SIU Department of Geology, Dr. Justin Filiberto, talking about the life-sustaining chemical found on Mars by NASA this past September. NASA's news release said, quote, "New findings from NASA's Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter provide the strongest evidence yet that liquid water flows intermittently on present-day Mars." This news excited many scientists and non-scientists, and this revelation was right down Dr. Filiberto's alley, since his specialty is studying pieces of the intriguing planet.
I study Martian meteorites, so rocks we have from Mars, and looking at the differences between those and Earth rocks. And one of the things I look for is water-bearing minerals in them and how much water is in them versus how much water is in the same mineral on the Earth and what that tells us about water in the interior of Mars.
The water on Mars was confirmed by careful observation of certain dark streaks that appear to flow downhill on Martian hillsides, scientifically known as...
So these are called recurring slope lineae. They're transient features that have been seen on slopes of Mars where they come and go through the seasons. It is water, but it is a chlorine-rich brine.
And again, it's important to realize that this chlorine-saturated water on Mars is not in conventional pools or ponds like we have here on Earth, but instead oozes to the surface of hills and other inclined surfaces.
We've got a angular slope on the side of a Mars crater or on the side of a mountain, and recurring means that they come and go depending on the season. So we have these seeps coming out of the walls of canyons, the walls of craters, the walls of mountains that change with the season.
But if you're thinking that it's just a matter of time before NASA makes another announcement confirming little green men or even microscopic bacteria, not so fast.
Since there is water at certain times, could that mean that there is life as we know it on Mars?
I'm going to defer that question.
Okay.
The water that we found in this area are chlorine-rich brines. They're a bit toxic. We know that there's water there, so we could look for other waters that maybe in other places.
Does this necessarily mean that since it's liquid that the temperature on Mars is above 32 degrees Fahrenheit?
No, since these are chlorine-rich brines, the temperature doesn't have to get up to as warm as it would for the liquid to flow.
Even though the water is toxic, this is great news for the future.
This has great implications because eventually, sometime in the future, if and when human beings ever go to Mars, what could this discovery mean for that endeavor?
Yeah, so if we send astronauts to Mars, this could be one place that we go to search for to get water out of the ground or out of these seeps. And even though it's chlorine rich, we can purify it and have drinking water, and we don't have to bring as much with us if we know where these are. My favorite thing about science is that with every new discovery, it opens up more questions than it does close doors. And so this doesn't really close any doors. It just opens new questions for discovery of Martian surface.
What is the next door to open?
Well, one of the big things is where did we know Mars had more water in its history, and so where did the water go? And so that's one of the things Curiosity is looking for in Gale Crater, and the Mars 2020 rover is going to take the next step of starting to get ready for astronaut exploration. So there's going to be an oxygen getter where it pulls oxygen out of the atmosphere. It starts looking for past habitable environments and biosignatures.
Even though the liquid water confirmed on Mars is a caustic, briny soup, it is one more crucial step in the eventual journey to the Red Planet.
It's lonely out in space.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.
Rocket Man.